Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware Property Records Search now available for DE Real Estate Pros. A new online tool lets users check Delaware property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. For DE real estate professionals, centralized access to property records, deeds, liens, and permit history streamlines due diligence and accelerates deal timelines. Add htsdelaware.propertychecker.com/ to your due diligence toolkit for faster property research. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. DE commission rates face pressure as flat fee MLS services offer sellers $18 savings. A Huzio analysis shows Delaware real estate commissions currently range from 5.5 to 6%, while the company's flat fee MLS service claims to save sellers approximately $18,000. Traditional DE agents may face growing competition from flat fee models as sellers become more cost conscious about commission structures. Review the commission breakdown at www.com/blog/realestate-commissions-in-delaware/ to prepare client conversations. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Middletown DE Building Permit Information and Forms now available online. The source provides building permit information and forms through the Middletown Municipal website. Real estate professionals in DE need accurate permit requirements and application forms to advise clients on construction timelines, renovation feasibility, and property development in Middletown. Bookmark Middletown's permit portal for quick access to current forms and requirements at https://sec=3fb218ze-6ofe-6-44938f0-3c8f772da937. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware County Assessor launches new property record search tool. The Delaware County Assessor's Office has introduced a new property record search portal at myassessor.org, replacing its old homepage while continuing to provide assessment records, tax exemption information, and contact details for Assessor Lorena Ellis Cook. Real estate professionals in DE can now access Delaware County property assessment data through a streamlined platform to support valuation, transaction due diligence, and client advisory work. Bookmark the new portal at www.myassessor1.org for faster Delaware County property lookups. Background and context: the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Consult with a title attorney or insurance professional to understand what specific title policies may cover, as terms vary by policy and jurisdiction. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of DE cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.